You're listening to The Pulse. I'm Mike and Scott. When a major illness takes hold of our lives, it's often the little joys that we miss most. For Diego Luke, it was hockey. Diego grew up in St. Paul, Minnesota, where local leagues abound, and since preschool, he'd played competitively. In the summer of 2010, he was looking forward to making the step from the Squirt League to the Pee Wees. But on August 28th of that year, his 12th birthday, his hockey career came to an unexpected halt. He'd had a terrible headache, so his parents took him to their local clinic, where a nurse said, get him to the ER. In this edition of our series, Patient Files, your stories of illness, healing, and coping, we accompany Diego on the five-year journey that began with that ER visit.
I just remember them bringing me back because my blood pressure was so high, and they just couldn't believe it. We need to hospitalize him for the night. Yeah, from there we kind of knew that things were going to change.
Dixie, come here. Come here, Dixie. Can you come here?
This is me and my dog, Winn-Dixie, a couple weeks after I got out of the hospital. My dad was recording us. You should know my parents record everything, as you'll hear.
Say hi.
I had stage 3 kidney disease. I didn't know what that meant, but I did know I couldn't eat my favorite foods anymore. Because I was on a low-salt diet, you know, that actually made me cry.
So, what do you hope for this year?
I hope that they can figure out what's going on with my kidneys so I can start to have more salt. Oh, and you know what I want for my birthday? A bacon cake.
When I first started dialysis, it was nice.
There it goes.
There was a really big TV, and there was a recliner in there. They had, like, heated blankets. After, like, the third and fourth month, it just gets devastating. I mean, you're doing it 3 times a week, 4 hours each time, and then I would cramp up terribly. Every muscle in your body is cramping because it doesn't have enough liquid. And you can't move. And I'm screaming at them. I'm swearing. I'm begging them to take me off. And for it to just be over. But it's like they can't, because that's that machine. That's the only thing that's keeping you alive.
Tomorrow at 9 I have to do what we call the day minus one visit.
My kidney doctor came to dialysis 2 days before my transplant. Someone from my mom's work had stepped up to give me one of her kidneys. It was really hard to find me a match. This donor saved my life.
See, you can get a lot out of this kidney.
I remember the day of the transplant. I'm just kind of groggy. There's all these machines and IVs and nurses in and out. And then it's over. You know, that's what I thought. It's done. I beat it.
Very nice.
I got transplanted on August 1st, 2012. The year after that was just bad. I think it was because I lost hockey, and I was just really mad about that. Then about 8 months after the transplant, my right neck, you know, like, itch, so I was, like, itching it, and I felt this lump there. That wasn't there yesterday. So it literally got there overnight. I remember that. Like, it was just like, whoop. They did a biopsy of it. I mean, my dad placed a bet. I was like, I bet you it's cancer. He's like, nah, it's not cancer.
So basically what the lymph node pathology shows is that that unfortunately Diego has lymphoma.
Called it.
I went on 6 months of chemotherapy and I gained 70 pounds. I just couldn't stop eating. The steroids were bad for me. And, you know, I still haven't lost that weight, but, you know, I haven't lost my will to try and work it off either.
Get my skates. And then my socks.
This is me last week getting ready for hockey practice. After 5 long years, I can play again.
One, two, three, coolest!
When I'm out on the ice, I feel great. I don't feel like I've been on life support before. I don't feel like I'm sick. I mean, I'm out of breath, I'm out of shape, but I can still compete.
Way to be in position, Diego.
And it's the only thing that makes me feel normal and like I was when I was a kid. And that's the kind of fight I like.
Diego's story was recorded and produced by his mom, Lori Stern. She tells us that recent scans show no trace of cancer and that Diego's new kidney is working fine. He's a junior in high school now, which means he'll probably get to play varsity hockey next year.